Sorry about that. A call timed out on me.
That was rude.
Yeah, it does that. The recordings only go for an hour, so I guess we hit the 60-minute mark, and then it has to start a whole new recording and drop the call.
Yeah.
No, I was saying, I get that, though, because I have my lady, she's Italian, put me out on the couch a couple times. Been through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Burn quick, man.
Yeah, it's all right, though. The boys are a headache to sleep with anyway. She pulls them in the bed. I got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And so they wake up in the middle of the night, slap you. I'm like, okay. And sometimes I prefer the living room. I just I've even slept in the kids' beds a couple times myself. So. It's not as bad as it looks.
He's trying to come up with a name.
Yeah, Local Splash. You want me to resend the link, or I could text it to him, his phone too. You want?
No, he's trying to come up with a name for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Then I don't have to swap it out in a week. But yeah, I don't think you get it. Like, you will see. You're gonna understand when we come. You're gonna be talking to me a week from now, and 3 weeks now. 2 months from now, we're gonna have a bunch of conversations. It's not a, it's not a just we set you up and leave. You know, I have to make sure name's right. That's why I gave you my direct number and extension. I've been here 10 years and I ain't going nowhere. You call in tomorrow, I'm still gonna be here.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to start like that. That's fine. Let him figure it out. Maybe he comes up with something a little better than just Ian Robinson Construction.
Yeah. Well, and then we got to figure out which account we're doing it on.
Okay. Well, that's also that. And then, yeah, we could just swap that out. I want to get that locked out, though, realistically, if they're going to have me even jump on here. Because one way or another, I'm going to have to do the transaction. They only have 5 of us in-house that are – we have to have, like, a special licensing and tag. For the merchant processing, or else we can't run any of these payments. So,
is that something that I have to do today?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we want to do in order to close it out. I mean, we got to fill the spot, or got to secure a payment in order to fill the spot and close it out. So, that is my goal. My goal is to fill this and be done with it. That way I don't wake up tomorrow having to take another phone call about it and let these guys focus on the next thing.
Well, I'm asking my phone.
That's actually a big motivation for me to give you the discounts, if we're being real.
What?
I just want to fill the spot. I want to fill it. I don't want to sit here and explain it 10 times over to somebody to get them to do something they should be doing in the first place.
What do you need?
Well, I just got to verify basic information about the business. You know, I want to get the name down, the address that we're sending that PIN verification letter to, email address where I can send over a receipt and outline of the agreement in writing. You guys can sign off on that and then get a credit card from you, secure the payment, and schedule a client interview for tomorrow. And then we'll call you guys back tomorrow and interview you, do all the heavy lifting on that.
All I have is my debit card, so I'm trusting you.
All right. Well, let me verify information first. Hold on. Let's see what we already have up here. So your business name is already under Ian Robinson. He said you wanted to start it out as construction, or did he come up with something?
No, not yet. But, do it as construction for now.
Okay. All right, and then I had an address for you already. Google had it on here, and then they... Oh, okay. The 11620 Owens Road, is that accurate?
Yep.
And you said you wanted it hidden, right?
Yep.
Okay. Still, it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, just so you know. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And then, what's your business email address, Ian?
It's I Robertson.
I Robertson. 861-861-gmail.com. Okay. And primary phone number for us and your clients to contact you is 985-969-5261.
Yep.
Okay. I can add your partner to this account to make changes.
Yep.
You want me to do that? All right. Yep. Give me 1 second here. That way at least he's involved, and then I'll send him my contact information too, so that way he can still get a hold of me if he'd like.
Yeah.
All right, let me update this. Okay. What's his first and last name?
Brandon Spring.
Brandon Spring. Co-owner? Our partner.
Partner.
Partner. Okay. What's his phone number?
985.
634-5265.
Okay. You know I'm not licensed right now, right?
Yeah, it's okay. As long as it's not required for certain things, but, you know, we're going to be limited on particularly he's the one with
it? Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. The only time we would really need it, where it would be important is if we grow you to the other campaign that we talked about earlier, where you're doing the ads and that pay-per-click system. For this, you don't need it, but if you guys expand, which would be a good conversation to have anyway, that means you guys are making good money and you're growing. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, it's not a problem. It's not a concern. Okay. I'm going to send him a text, though, with my contact info so he has it there. And I'll just say, hi, this is John. That's like the one I sent you earlier. Okay, and then there is a security question on the profile. He's going to have to verify the security question as well before being able to make any changes to your account. You got three options. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
I guess the city. Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody gets on there, they can answer that too, right?
No. I mean, if somebody knows you personally and they know where you're born, they'd probably be able to answer that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay. It's up to you.
Let's see.
That's why I asked. You want it to be something that they wouldn't know, but you also want to disclose it with him.
We'll do a pet name and Jake.
Jake? Okay. Okay, save. All right, Jake is it. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Wouldn't you think I missed out on a lot if I did it in the evenings?
If you did it in what?
It's only the evenings.
No, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, we could put it by appointment, so that way they could call you anytime, and then you could hash out when you work, you know? If you miss the call, like I said, I'll save it in the pipeline for you, and you can go into the tracking system.
That'll work.
All right. Let's leave it open.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, hey, give me a call. If it works, it works. Maybe they catch you on your break or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, perfect. So I got the profile set up. Client interview tomorrow. Take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time for you?
Oh. Well, that's a good time for him too, so, let's see. Mm-hmm. Man, it's hit and miss for me. What about after 3:30? Like, say, 4? Or does it need to be during the day?
I could do that. I could do 3 to 4, or I could do 5 to 6.
Maybe 5 to 6 then.
Okay.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, I'll text you an hour before. I'll have it send you an automated message. I'll also send an invitation to your email. But if anything pops up or changes, we could always reschedule it for a time he's available. But I do want to get that done as soon as possible. or at least before your pin comes in the mail, so that way we can have it all up and running, ready to go by the time that pin gets in. All right. Let me just set this up, and then I'll get the payment from you. All right, and then I will send you an outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on. You could share that with Brandon as well if you'd like, but it just has a full outline of everything we're doing. So instead of you having to explain it to him or remember, it'll all be in black and white right there with your invoice.
It's sent to our phones or email?
Both. I'm going to text it to you guys, and then I'm also going to have it sent over to your email with your invoice receipt.
Okay.
Everything's documented. Even though you're not binded to a contract, I just want to make sure there's full disclosure since we're doing business. How did you want to secure your first month's payment? You want to put on Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's going to be MasterCard.
It just says Ian Robinson, or does it have the business name?
It's Robertson, Robertson.
Oh, yeah. My brother's name is Robert. So I got that one down. All right. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that he's sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 5516.
5516.
2704.
2704.
3699. 4128.
4128. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1025.
10 of 25. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
852.
852. Okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and then, like I said, this will be sent to you in writing. So if I say something you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our business and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ian Robertson.
Thank you.
Construction.
And your title within the company?
Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Ian, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
It says 24 to 48 hours, but as I mentioned earlier, immediate response time is going to yield a lot better return for you when it comes to your customers. So try to be mindful of that. Also remind your partner to be mindful of that if he's going to be answering the business line. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 12th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So once your payment clears, you're going to get that welcome text message. I'm going to remain on the line with you. Make sure you have everything. Let me know when you get it.
Okay. Can I change to when it auto renews to next week? I already have all my bills filed up on one. That's why I want to get everything switched to a different account.
Okay. So
all
the next
my bills
billing,
filed up on one pay period.
Yeah, the next billing won't. Or I just processed the first one. That already went through. Okay, the next one's set for January 12th. What are you asking?
Can I do it for the week after that?
Okay. You have a calendar?
No, I mean, on my phone. Hold on.
Okay. I want to make sure we're doing this right. Okay, what you're saying, the 19th or the 20th or the 18th? Which one?
Let's see. So, like, the 16th?
The 16th, okay.
Yeah.
All right, give me 1 second. Sure. I'm going to do that for you, okay? I'm not supposed to do that, but I'm going to do that.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You already got me for a month at half price. Now you got me a month and 4 days. Less than half price.
That was my plan.
Yeah. It's okay, though. It's okay. We start off on the right foot, and everything goes how I'm planning on it going. We're going to know each other for a long time. We're going to make some money. And I'm hoping I actually like the situation that you're in, because if you say, if I call you up one day and just ask you, are you still working that day job? And you say no, that's going to make me real happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Because I still work my day job, and I got two businesses, but problem is that, yeah, my lady's family's not from here. So my father-in-law, her dad, manages one of them, and then my dad manages the other one. And so even though I'm legally the owner of both companies, that takes care of her family and their mortgage, right? My kids' grandparents on that side, and then my dad's here. My mom passed away in 2010, dad's taking care of the grandparents on both sides, the babies, mom. I'm the glue. I'm the glue. So I don't know what they're going to do if I die, but I know when I die, I'll finally get some peace. So it'll be good for me and bad for them, but whatever. But the plan when I started those companies was to just get them self-sufficient and leave this, and then I'm still here.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build up so I can have some kind of passive income and do this.
Yeah. Oh, it's more than that.
Hard lately.
I act like it's so bad, but it's not bad. I'm 30 years old. My house is more than halfway paid off. I'm going to Hawaii next month. I act like it's so bad. But when I'll be in the dark for months. And what I mean by that is, like, I'll work sun up to sun down. And then I leave the office, it's dark. You know, I get in when it's dark. I leave when it's dark. And they'll be like that for months. And then I finally get to go on vacation. Doing that all year, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's worse. But.
Yeah. Yeah. When I get sunshine, it's really good sunshine. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually don't get sunshine. Sometimes I get to run out at lunch, but this depends on what's on our plate. So.
Yeah.
Did you get that welcome text message?
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So there is an outline of the agreement there in writing. This is also sent over to your email. You can take your time, go through it. Just try to make sure that it's signed off on before the client interview tomorrow afternoon, or that's how they're going to start the conversation. When I call tomorrow, I'm going to call you first, and then I'll introduce you guys to the client interview technician. I'll introduce myself to your partner, and then I'll get you transferred over to them, and they'll walk you guys through the rest of it.
Okay. And there's no hidden anything that I'm signing off on?
No, that's it. That's why we send it to you in black and white. It's $199, one time per month. That's it. Everything else is all included in the service. That's why we outline it. So everything that's in that agreement, all the additional changes you want to make, switching your name out, all that, and they're not going to charge you. And they're going to say, okay, you want us to swap your name? It's an extra $50. Yeah, it's not Home Advisor. So I think you guys are going to be happy. It's just $199. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. I already disclosed it to you earlier, is that if you contacted me and you said, hey, you want to have a bigger campaign. Now, I'll obviously still disclose everything to you before we launch that campaign, but the only thing bigger than this would be a pay-per-click, right? So, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but I don't think you really need it for the foreseeable future until you've already left your day job and you guys hired a couple people. You could send guys off on multiple jobs at a time, then we could talk about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, and now after I sign and I'm getting on this
username and password.
Yeah. So is he gonna have the same exact thing as me?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna give him access to it. We'll send the login credentials. We'll also send over the YouTube video. There's like a YouTube video we made here in house that actually shows you guys how to use it. So instead of me having to hop on everyone and show you guys how to use it, you can watch the YouTube video and I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
But so, I'm still here with you. So if you do have problems with it, you can still call in.
Okay. So what's the login information? Is it?
No, it's going to be sent to you at the end of your client interview.
So, like, to log in the local splash, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can log in anything right now?
No. Gotcha. Yeah, there's nothing to see there until we've completed the client interview. Because that collects data. I mean, you could access the billing information, but, I mean, I could forward it over to you if you really want it.
No, it brought me to the login, so I was just curious.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that right now. What you got to focus on, the only thing that should be on your mind right now is that client interview tomorrow. That's it. In the client interview, they're going to go over your services you provide, the service area, 30-mile radius, but if there's areas you want to focus on more or areas you don't want to go to that we exclude, and then obviously getting a head start on your website and getting that built. So I want to pick your brain on that. So that should be your focus. And then obviously us meeting your partner, answering any questions your partner might have. That's pretty much it. And then once the client interview is done, then you're worried about the PIN verification. So I'm hoping that gets there by Friday. I'm sending it out now. Usually it takes 5 to 7 days. So we're kind of at the end of the workday here. But I don't know if they got the mail or how fast they'll be able to ship that out. But if they can, might get it on Friday, might get it Monday, Tuesday next week. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that. So those are the two most important things, are the client interview and that PIN verification. Once we do those two things, we can get you up and running and start generating phone calls. So that's why those are the main focus. You know, you can't make money without going through those two things.
All right.
Okay. So I want to simplify it for you. I know it's been a long call and there's a lot of stuff that we went through. So just take it one step at a time and just be available for the client interview. And obviously there's going to be a slew of questions in there to make sure that we're representing you properly. And then you have my direct number and extension. Okay. So don't ever forget that. It's not Home Advisor. This isn't the last time we're going to talk. I promise you. I'll be bugging you tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Look out for that call, and then if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the phone, give me a ring. If I'm not available at the time or if I'm on a call, it will forward you to one of my reps, kind of like Tara that you spoke with at the beginning of the call. If you don't want to talk to one of them, just tell them, hey, have John call me back as soon as possible. I hold myself to that, and I'll call you back as quickly as I can.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you giving me your trust. You know, I know the way you conduct business and the way our company conducts business didn't necessarily align, but I appreciate you giving us the benefit of the doubt, and I know that long-term, you're going to be really happy that you did this.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 5 and 6 for your client interview.
That'll work, man. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. You have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.